That's all fucking bent and shit. Look at that. That's terrible. That's terrible. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus. Here we go. It's a damn...
Where did this nigger go? I need a way to wake up.
Hey, driver. Can you help me out here? My trainer is asleep in the bunk, and, he's telling me to go inside, get this here blinker fluid, because it's kind of low. I was wondering if this truck stop here sells the automatic blinker fluid.
Yeah, the light beside the diesel spark plugs and that carburetor belt.
You said spark plugs?
Yeah, you better get yourself some spark plugs and a new carburetor belt while you're in there getting that blinker fluid.
I heard about them carburetor belts now. Are they easy to install?
Oh, yeah. 15 minutes, you're done.
Yeah, you know, my damn trainer, he'd be sleeping all the damn time. He just told me to hold the steering wheel. You know, I ain't learning shit out of here.
Yeah, I hate to break your heart, but there ain't no carburetor on a diesel engine. Come on. Ain't no fucking spark plugs either. What a dumbass even respond to that.
Whoa, whoa, wait a minute now. I'm over here. At this truck stop, I need to get me some blinker fluid. That's really what I need. I don't need the damn carburetor belts. Wake up! I need you!
Hey, get some anal lube for your Swift cold butt buddy. Come on.
Hey, do they have that Astro Slide Plus in there?
Yeah, you and Wiener.
I was looking. They I heard this infomercial about Astro Slide Plus with water-resistant cream. It, supposed to make your fifth wheel real slippy and slidey.
What the hell kind of conversation did I come walk back to the church on?
Well, you see, the commercial come on late in the evening on one of them trucker channels, and it's supposed to, make your backside of your fifth wheel real nice and greasy, so that way when you back up underneath your trailer, it penetrates it real nice.
There's absolutely no double entendres in that, is there?
Don't do it, driver. I said don't do it.
What's going on, everybody? We're down here in Laredo, Texas, early in the morning, getting ready to polish up this rig of mine. And I figured there was some chatter on the radio, you know. The blinker fluid, though. About the blinker fluid, we already talked about the Astro Slide. Do I dump that into the blinkers itself, or,
If you're smart, you'll go get them fantastic oxygen, air, CO2, evaporator, H2O, automatic blinker fluid creator, and you won't have to worry about that blinker fluid no more. The truck will create it all on its own.
Oh, man, the technology has come a long way. Holy shit.
Only
$6,000
per blinker
Kubota. That's a little pricey. See, I'm just learning how to drive. My trainer's in the bunk sleeping, and they told me I could make up to $40,000 this year, so, you know.
Yeah, you can tell them somebody's got one of them automatic blinker fluid creators.
They said the stuff was easy to install, you know, because my dang old blinkers aren't blinking.
Which fluid? You gotta burn some of it off.
Why has this truck stop got all these blindside parking spaces?
It's only blindside if you can't see out that side of your face.
How do you see out of your face?
When they created human or whatever, you know, they put two eyeballs in.
You say that speaking in past tense, as if you are not human.
Ain't nobody human anymore.
Tense for that right there, driver. You know how the damn world is these days of damn fucking people acting all crazy like a bunch of aliens.
Do multiple voices for them.
Easy now on the alien bird. We are way down south, Kubota.
Down down here, there, driver. They don't have the aliens. They got that, cucumarachas or whatever they call them.
Down here, us white people we're the aliens here, down here in this part of the country.
Dadgummit, you're still here in America, and you don't speak Spanish down here. You know, they be talking behind your back, and you can't understand a daggone word they say,
talking right to your face, gringo.
I was about to say, they may be talking shit, but I really don't care because I can't understand it anyway. Not all of it. Muy poquito español, but that's about it.
Right now, when I was in the military, they taught me a couple of things. They were like, when you get off the boat, they would go down there, and then you ask me, oh, señor, uno cerveza, por favor.
One more beer, please.
And chicas, please.
Chicas would be muy grande chichis, come on.
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt y'all conversation. I'm trying to figure out this blinker fluid situation. Daggum trainer here sleeping, and he says the blinker fluid's low, and I need to get me some blinker fluid.
Must be a Swift truck that fell asleep with the blinker on.
I'm in a fuel island, I was just sitting there taking my 30-minute break, like normal.
Oh, yeah.
You want me to see you the hell up?
Who are you talking to?
You're only taking your 30-minute there, shit. I ate breakfast and took a shower and took my 30-minute. I hadn't even started yet. Come on.
Take 10-hour break, goddamn fuel, and I'll kick your ass.
I got a 55-gallon drum of whoop-ass with your name on it. Hell, I'll even make it easy. I'll pull out the pop-top one. Come on.
Hell, my trainer's got a 55-gallon drum of piss back here in the bunk. Almost fell over last night, goddammit. Come on.
That was that 80-mile-an-hour curve that was only supposed to do 20 around. Come on.
It don't sound like you don't have all your teeth in his mouth.
Damn drunk driver, you don't die.
Now, you never know. He might have a couple extra teeth. Come on.
Somebody, what you
say,
is not got them teeth out of his mouth.
Can't wait
how he's turning on the radio. He ain't got no more about 4 or 5 teeth up in his mouth.
Damn, it sounds like you've got a dick in your mouth.
Oh, man.
You're mumbling like you can't get the damn thing out.
Stop talking on the radio without a
missing
teeth in your mouth. Train of farm trash.
Hey, man, we got it going down on no racial shit now. See, we were having a normal conversation about anal lube and damn old blinker fluid, and now we're talking. You ain't got to bring all racism into the daggone thing. God damn.
Ain't nothing about the train of farm trash. Put the other damn flat top trailer with some huge John Deere tractor tires on top of it. Ain't nothing but some trailer park trash.
That's your trailer park trash, man. Yeah, okay. Hello, I'm here.
Excuse me, driver. I'm down here at truck stop trying to get to Mexico. I make a special delivery, on-time delivery. Can you tell me how to get there?
That's funny. It's an Asian guy trying to make it down to Mexico.
Just go south. You'll be all right. I bet you. Go south. Make sure that you got there and you got some limit trunks.
Do you need any paperwork to cross the border?
Do you know how to swim?
I swim all the time, making special delivery on time every time.
No, that shit's cracking me the fuck up. That's actually funny.
Oh, you shut the fuck up.
Hey, man, who you talking to, man? All that effing and this and that and then.
Fuck that, down the driver. He ain't built that wall yet. He's down there trying to get a wall built, but you be all right.
I'll tell you right now, dadgum Donald Trump, man, man, I support Donald Trump all day long, man. Trump, all the way, man.
Be all right, as long as you got a green card. And your green card's got to be up to date. The green card ain't up to date. Yeah, I don't know what to say about
it. I got a yellow card. Does that work?
Oh, God, I'm worried. Now I'm worried because, see, I always thought about going across the border, but the state says I can't leave the state. They definitely say I can't leave the country. I had to get special permission to drive a truck. So I'm thinking that maybe they won't let me back in if I go across.
Got the green card. You got a green card on you? Is it up to date?
Oh, yeah, because I totally sound like someone that needs a green card. I can, though, Vato. I need a green card.
Hey, man, I'm trying to figure out this blinker fluid situation still, man. Y'all ain't helping me out, man, because my trainer ain't helping me out either. This is fucked up. I just walked inside. They have all different types of colors of fluids in there. They got yellow, green, red. Which one do I need to get, man?
Match the colors. You need burgundy. Burgundy blinker fluid.
Is that the lubricated one?
It just depends. How often do you use your blinker? Do you need to lube it?
My trainer says I only need to use it when I feel like using it, you know, come on.
A little one fluid may cost you a year's salary, driver. You gotta make count.
Hell, my trainer, they tell me over here I can make up to $40,000 my first year.
And your trainer was full of shit.
Hell, I only drive 4 hours a day. It's a great job.
Hey. He said you could make $40,000 this year. You started this month, right?
I started, what's today? About a month and a half ago, and I'm going to get home for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
And New Year's. And you're going to make $40,000 a month and a half.
And I'm only driving about 4 hours a day, you know.
You can make $40,000
in one goddamn trailer, driver. One thing you gotta do is just put that livestock within the back of your trailer. Two-legged livestock, they take $5 for something that high dollar shit. Yep, but you gotta have a truck and a trailer to put it in. Come on.
Nigga,
put your teeth in.
Tell you right now, man, I got me a truck right here that'll pull a daggone building. Truck so strong, big old Peterbilt right here. Got me this Peterbilt down there at Pete's Peterbilt's in Texas. Need to go and check that place out, man. All the Peters in there, real strong Peters. They got the wash bay over there at Pete's Peterbilt's. They get up onto your undercarriage and they clean the Peter real good, if you know what I mean.
My Peter's so big it takes 18 wheels to hold it up. Come on.
Everybody going around talking about you. And all the ladies say you're in there for the cocksucker. Most of them say you're
a
number one cocksucker.
Sup, bro's fucking cocksucking over here, eh? Early in the morning, hear all this cocksucking anal sliding, and what's going on over here?
He just wishes he could find him another cocksucker so he'd have a friend.
I tell you what, though, at least it ain't fucking freezing down here like up there in New York, you know?
North Dakota's pretty fucking cold right now, too.
Man, they can keep them fucking potatoes in North Dakota.
Potatoes come out of North Dakota. Potatoes come out of Idaho. Idaho potatoes.
Yeah, because the only place they grow potatoes in the United States is in Idaho, apparently.
Yeah, Idaho, all right.
Let's get some pinto beans.
That's y'all got any suggestions?
Out of North and South Dakota. If you're lucky to get a damn load of pinto beans out of there.
Was up there fucking Wisconsin over there. They got their cheese. Whole fucking lot of cheese over there.
Ain't nobody no damn rat. Ain't nobody eat no damn cheese.
I'll tell you right now. Go on down there to Pete's Peterbilt. Get you a service bay over there. They gonna drain all the fluids out of your Peter. And then lube it all up. And then refill your Peter up. You know what I mean?
I stay in Dallas, and all the ladies up there around Dallas call me Big Dick Willie. So once we be able to king's out there, they don't be doing up a moaning and groaning and scratching my back. The hood and kissing on me all at the same time. Really love every bit of it. That's why they gave me the name Big Dick Willie.
from Dallas, Texas. You know, anything in Texas grow big and come big.
Okay,
and nothing
okay,
small
James.
Coming out of Texas. I stay in Dallas.
Hello, hello, Mr. Big Dick Willie. Driving down here behind you. I think this is like driving behind you. Can you go a little faster?
You don't want to be fucking with me now. You don't want to be fucking with me now. I told you now, the ladies around Dallas called me Big Dick Willie. All of them up there around Dallas called me ass-whipping Charlie. But I whip your ass first and ask questions last after I finish whipping your ass.
Oh, Big Dick Willie, see, that's funny, funny, funny guy. My wife would tell me about a guy named Big Dick Willie, and she cannot walk straight anymore. I got to find you and fucking kick your ass for hurting my wife.
Morning to you, Big Dick Willie. They call me the Long Don Don One. Come on.
They call me Big Dick Willie. I stay in Dallas, Texas. You know everything in Texas, grow big and come big. Ain't nothing small coming out of Texas. That's why I stay in Dallas. Back there on Chump Street. Before you go down that street, the tougher it gets. And I stay at the last house.
My wife, she coming home, and she walking sideways. Say a Big Dick Willie took it way deep inside. Went balls deep. Blasted all types of nuts inside of them sugar walls.
Get mad because you ain't got what it takes to make a lady be doing some moaning and groaning and scratching your back and hugging and kissing on you. Only thing you got to have some fresh strawberries and dream whipping, maple syrup, 50 pound bag of ice, and a stick that wouldn't outbreak along with a dirty sock. Put your head all down between a woman's legs just to bust a nut. That's why they call you a cocksucker.
Oh.
What's them ladies
said
you ain't nothing but a number one cocksucker?
Stay right down there, driver. I'll tell you something right now.
Might that cocksucker on the radio fucking with me because all the ladies down there call me Dick Dick Willie. He ain't got what it takes to make a lady do some moaning and groaning and be scratching your back, blood kissing on you. He ain't got what it takes.
Excuse me, is this Mr. Big Dick Willie? I was just wondering because I can't walk straight and I was over here at the truck stop trying to get dressed and you left me in a pickle.
Call that number one cocksucker hanging around over there down that field, son. He got to have grapes and strawberries and dream whipping, maple syrup, a 50 pound bag of ice, along with a stick that will not break, including a dirty sock, just to bust a nut, put his head all down between a woman's legs.
Hey guys, I finally figured out this whole blinker fluid situation. Now my trainer's telling me to check my dipstick. Can somebody school me on the dipstick?
Get out here, Pancho. Pancho just called me, told me he got my load waiting on me. I got to do a driver who can head towards Miami.
I got a daggone load for you, driver. I'll tell you something right now.
Another guy. God damn it, you
tell him!
Tell him!
I have a slave who's sitting down in the truck, so I gotta go down here and me and Pancho gonna do a drop and hook. I gotta hit me in Miami, no later tomorrow afternoon. I got to go.
Hey, what aisle is the squelch grease on? Squelch grease.
The Joe! Got Joe, Joe, coming in.
I heard all this chatter on the radio. Is Big Dick Willie still out there? Yeah, come on back.
Yeah, come on, you got Big Dick Willie from Dallas, Texas. That's why I stay in Dallas, over there on Tough Street. We can go down that street to Tough Street here. And I stay in the last house.
Hey, Willie, after what we did the other day, man, I appreciate that, man.
What the fuck is a screed? I know what a screed is, but what the fuck is a screed?
Tell you right now, driver, that's the way they talk. That's the way they talk over there. That's dead people's.
And that's like one guy with a bunch of different fucking accents. Even if it was the same guy with
with a bunch of different accents, at least he's entertaining himself, right?
That's all fucking
good,
man.
Tay Rod. Him and Rosie, good friends, it sounds like.
Tay Rod, now, driver. Rosie, excuse me, was talking to me last night, and her friends came over. I gotta get me a General Lee one day.
Yes, I know. What about the snow? I know, I know. It's the snowstorm was out.
Breaker 19 for a radio check. Is this thing on?
Yes,
how does it sound?
Sounds like the little guy.
Oh shit, someone's got me.
Sure is.
Someone done tagged me. Oh my, I'm not knowing.
Someone called for the little guy over here.
Little guy.
Tell you right now, you can go to my YouTube channel and see this video later if you'd like. Go to YouTube and turn on the tubes there and look up the Little Guy Show. See all this entertainment right here on the YouTubes. And then after you're done checking out the channel on YouTubes, go on down there to Pete's Peterbilt. Get you in their wash bay and they'll clean up your Peter. Get all underneath there, put your hands on the Peter. Wash down real nice and then rinse your Peter off. And don't forget to go over there to service bay, have them drain the fluids out of your Peter and get it all filled back up nice. Peterbilt, man, they got a whole bunch of people in there certified to clean your Peter.
Certified Peter cleaner, come over.
Amazing how nobody can talk right.
I'm trying to tell you there's a reason why you hear me down
radio. So, collision is your own run about, you mudhug. The key is elevation. That's the key, elevation. And there's a reason why they put antennas on top of buildings, is to get out. Would you rather be down in the valley when you transmit, or on top of a mountain when you transmit?
Isn't it amazing what they complain about? I know, they make a big issue out of stuff that nobody gives a shit about. Well, I guess if nothing turns you on, if you live that simple of a life, maybe you're better off than we are, because I'm a little more complicated than that. I'm not having a good time all the time. It's like a bug or a frog or something. They're happy as shit just sitting in the pond doing nothing.
California, Florida. I talk to Florida, Oklahoma, Texas on a bone stock radio when you got condition. It's all about condition, not your setup. Condition.
I'm not conditioner, am I? I put conditioner over my mic.
Yeah, I guess it helps pass the time of day when you're bitching about CB radios. It's like, who gives a shit?
Four coming in over you, and you're still talking, and I still hear number four pickup out there, and he ain't nowhere near me, and I'm in Lyndhurst. So what's that tell you?
Lyndhurst.
Worry about it. You guys worry about that shit, man. I gotta worry about that. You worry about it. Hey, fuck you. I'm worried about getting slow to where I gotta go. That's my main concern right now. Get this shit to the customer. That's my main thing. Y'all wanna sit there and talk about he said, she said? Hey, that's what y'all are doing. Hey, you do what you do, I do what I do. What? Push up. This is five. That's a new gossip.
The hell is
what
that?
What are you doing this weekend there?
Here they. The ding dong in there, or whatever the hell it is. I mean, that's about as necessary as shit. There we go, we're getting closer because it's boopy. That's useless.
You're in my duck when I'm on Route 3 and I got 2 dB on you, and you got a box in that truck.
Yeah, I suppose it's time to shut this garbage off.
Sound down through this first fucking construction zone a week ago. So shut the fuck up. Motherfuckers wanted to cry about watching the sign. You niggas didn't even notice that the signs are fucking gone.
You tell them. You tell them.
Whatever the reason, but they gone through this first zone. Yes, they are.
so confused.
I'm about to just run right down the dotted line, take up both lanes. That'll make them real happy.
Yeah, right? Hey. Yeah, right, driver.
Entertain a little more.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'll go down the middle with you.
I don't know, man. It's a, it's a sign that says no.
It's on both sides of the highway. No trucks, buses, trailers, right lane. You know, it caused me to have a brain aneurysm.
Take advantage, driver. Calm down.
That says that on the eastbound side, not on the westbound.
It don't fucking matter anyway, because it ain't one of these goddamn roads any better than the other. They put blacktop down for a goddamn reason. Most of the motherfuckers.
Injurism. It's called to be side effects.
I'm a black man, and it's a white lady. I'm talking to my
fired in behind, saying something out of line or totally disrespectful to a white woman. Because I know how that's going to end up. Like I said, have a nice day, and you take care.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Now you want to pull the race card? Ain't nothing to do with me being white and you being black. It has something to do with you telling me to shut up. That's what it had something to do with. You were blocking the fucking road because you didn't want to walk your lazy ass up the fucking road to scan in like everybody else does. Or everybody has sense to take a picture of it and have it in their truck. But, you know, you tell me to shut up. Well, that's the wrong answer. It ain't got nothing to do with you being black and me being white. It has something to do with you running your cocksucker. That's what it had something to do with.
Okay, once again, I'm not going to disrespect you like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I know how that's going to end up. I be disrespecting you like that. If you would, have a nice day and enjoy your evening. If it was an even street, it'd be a totally different thing. But I'm not just to go back and forth, because I already know how to
do it. Going back and forth. You're crying like a little baby. Hush! It's over with. And you want to pull the race card. Get off the gas. My son is half black. I ain't got nothing wrong with color. Get off the gas.
Yeah, I'm gonna get off the gas, but like I said, you know.
Oh, good God, now I'm a snitch. Please, brother, please. Just come get in line and go unload your sand and everybody will be happy. You know, I ain't worried about you. I ain't trying to get nobody to lose their job. I ain't no fucking racist woman. You can stop and talk to me right here, though.
No, you have a nice day.
Damn, is it over? I think it's over, y'all. Should I intervene? Damn, I think it's over with. Down here in the oil field arguing about a whole bunch of bullshit. That's what they do out here when they ain't getting no money. They get on the CB talking a whole bunch of bullshit. They all losing money if you ask me.